participated in Children's Day from 2007 to 2015.
This year, we wanted to do something a little different and make a video to share some of our favorite Children's Day memories and how they made an impact on us.
One of my favorite memories is doing the opening for Children's Day and getting the opportunity to make jokes about Mr. Tim. I must have done well because I'm still being asked to be the liturgist some Sundays. Sorry, Mr. Tim, but also thank you for being a great role model.
One of my favorite things about Children's Day is looking out into the congregation and seeing everyone all together. But also, all the cameras and phones held in the air so parents can capture their children's moments. On behalf of the past and present Children's Day participants,
we hope you enjoy hearing our favorite Children's Day memories and are able to make some of your own memories today.
Hey, well, my favorite time is the time we prepare for the Children's Day. I used to take my son Brent up, and he would take his blower and his edger and his trimmer and everything. And then I would pick him up and he'd have the biggest smile on his face. And we went to the Children's Day the next day and whoo, he ate. And it was so much fun.
Hi, we're the Abbott Girls. I'm Jason.
And I'm Megan.
And I was lucky enough to participate in Children's Day after I moved here from second till fifth grade.
And I was fortunate enough to do it all the way from kindergarten to fifth grade.
I would say my favorite memory was always going out to the backyard and eating lunch with everyone and getting some of that homemade pie. That's the best part.
The Publix chicken doesn't count, in case you're wondering. But my favorite part was at practices and even on the day of Children's Day was watching Mr. Tim sing all the songs back to us and always telling us to be louder because he could never hear us.
Yes.
But we hope you'll have an amazing Children's Day and we can't wait to see everything.
One of my favorite things about the Children's Day are the children itself. I know that this is a time that people have been coming here for years and they enjoy seeing each other, dinner on the grounds, but my favorite part are the children because they definitely perform.
Hi, I'm Swingley Cage. I was in Children's Day between 1966 and 1976. One of my fondest memories of Children's Day was about the rehearsals leading up to Children's Day. In those days, we would practice each Saturday, the month of May, for what seemed like hours. We would always have a break in the middle where we would have refreshments and we would play a game of wiffle ball on the front lawn of the church. I remember the day of Children's Day, how nervous I got as I heard my name called, Speech, Swingley Cage. But I also remember the loving applause that I always received. And then finally, after we were done with the Children's Day service and we were all on the back lawn, I remember running over and sticking my hand down into an ice-cold barrel to retrieve a Coke. I hope everyone creates their own special memories of Children's Day.
Song, Children's Day.
Thank you. Good morning. Hey, welcome to this annual tradition, this day looked forward to by so many each and every year, Children's Day at Rehoboth, an event that's been going on here for well over 130 years. And today the children will be singing some of the same songs that were sung at the very first Children's Day worship service. So it's good to have everyone here today to be a part of this historic and traditional day. This morning, before we get started, I want to give a huge thank you to Emily Boone, who compiled the video clips of the memories. We just saw a piece of one of the videos here just a second ago, and there will be another one a little bit later in the program, so hang on and be looking forward to that. And also, before we get started, I want to take a moment to thank the many people that made today possible. I want to start off by thanking all of the helpers who worked so hard to make this possible. Most of their names are listed in the bulletin if you want to read those and get with them sometime today and tell them thank you for what they've done. Also want to thank the folks up top for the sound. Want to thank the parents and the grandparents for bringing their children to the practices and here today. Want to thank Miss Lydia Clark here on the piano. Miss Lydia has been a real trooper, and this is her first Children's Day, and I don't know, it might be her last, I don't know, but we do thank Lydia for all she's done, and she, like I said, she has been a trooper. We want to thank the crew who put up the table on the back lawn for our lunch after our dinner on the grounds after our worship service today. Want to thank everybody here. This day wouldn't be possible if you didn't come to witness the children and their message today. Want to thank everybody who brought food. And let me say, if you didn't bring food today, don't worry, there'll be more than enough back there. Just come on out back to the back lawn after the service under the shade trees and get a chicken leg and just enjoy the day. And last but not least, I want to thank the children, because Children's Day could not be possible without the children, and we have an outstanding group here today. Now, I do have a lot of memories of Children's Day because I participated as a child from 1961 to 1971, and I've been involved with Children's Day for more years than I care to admit after that, and I just have a ton of memories, so I won't bore you with all those this morning, but I do encourage everyone to be a part of today's program and create your own memories. Today, as we begin, we want to dedicate the program to a very special individual. This individual has been with us since the mid-1980s. This person has served on numerous committees, not only as a member, but also the chairman or the chairperson of some of those committees. This person has served as an usher and greeter. This person has replaced light bulbs and air filters throughout this church on numerous occasions. This person is one that is pretty much responsible for the Rehoboth card ministry. If you've gotten a card from Rehoboth, there's a good chance it came from this person. They have sent out cards of happy wishes on birthdays, get well, and thinking of you. Also, this person keeps the church sign updated of current events and upcoming future events and services. This person is the planner of, not only the planner of the Young at Heart, but also the organizer and the van driver. This person today that we dedicate Children's Day to is Mr. Norm Krantz. Norm? Where's Norm? Where is he? Emmy, back here. Emily. Oh, yeah, and by the way, I failed to mention one other thing. He's the only person to ever get banned from the Rehoboth Men's Barbecue Meat Pullers Association. And if you need more details about that, just see me after the worship service. I'll be glad to share that with you. But again, we welcome everyone here today. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here to be a part of this very special day here at Rehoboth. We celebrate Rehoboth because they celebrate children. We celebrate children. So with that, let the program begin.
Bible verse and call to worship, Connor Ayer.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now would you kindly join me into the call of worship. God is good.
All the time.
all the time.
God is good.
Let us pray. Father, we come before you in Jesus' name with shouts of joy. We worship you with gladness that fills our hearts and with songs of joy before the Lord. Father, we declare today that the Lord is God and that we are yours. We give you praise because we know we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Father, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We give thanks to you, God, and we praise your name. Father, we are your people. We, your people, declare today that the Lord is good and his love endures forever. We praise you because your faithfulness continues through all generations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Song, I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me. Song and Speech, Connelly Ayer.
Yeah. Jesus loved the little children.
Bible verse, Zoe Schaefer.
The word is good to all.
Amen.
Bible verse and song, Cash Casebeer.
Love one another.
Song, The Lord's Army. Bible verse, Sam Earlywine.
Be kind to one another.
Bible verse, Ansel Lehman.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Song, I Am a Christian. Bible verse and song, Annabelle Earlywine.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. To my feet and a light unto my path. think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me.
Song, The Big Church Bell. Bible verse, Claudia Atkins.
I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13.
Bible verse, Avery Scott.
I lift my eyes to the hills. My help comes from the Lord.
Song, Come and Go With Me. Bible verse, Declan Ayer.
The heavens declare glory to God.
Bible verse, Abby Miller.
Therefore, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance in the race that marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 11:12.
song, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Bible verse, Jaden Bick.
Encourage one another and lift each other up.
Bible verse, John Franklin Mason.
You shall love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, and with all your soul, and with all your might.
Would the ushers come forward, please? And during the offertory, we will be singing The Church in the Wildwood.
We will only be singing verse 1 and the chorus on repeat, so just watch me, I'll give you the signals.
Bible verse, Jordan Ferguson.
I make plans, but the Lord directs my steps.
Amen. Song, Josie Lehman, Abby Miller, and Caitlin Miller.
Sisters.
Jump it, jump, jump, now jump it. Break it down, now jump it. Jump, jump, now jump it. Break it down, now the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Jump it, jump, jump, now jump it. Break it down, now jump it. Jump, jump, now jump it. Break it down, now. The joy of, jump it. Jump, jump, now jump it. Break it down, now jump it. Jump, jump, now jump it. Break it down, now the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Jump, joy of the Lord is my strength. Jump it, jump, jump, now jump it. Break it down, now jump it. Jump, jump, now jump it. Break it down now.
Song, Down in My Heart. Now we have to direct your attention to the screen so that you can enjoy some more Children's Day memories.
Hey guys, my name is Baron Cage. I'm currently living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and as a student pastor out here, Children's Day has been one of my favorite memories growing up as a kid. It's something that my whole family got to be a part of. My grandfather, my dad, sisters, extended family. It was a highlight for the summer. And probably my favorite moment of it all was probably the Saturday before. See, my dad used to prepare the grass and the lawns and cut it every single week. But on Children's Day, he took it to another level. So I took such pride and honor when Dad would say, hey, jump up on the tractor and help me mow. So my favorite part of Children's Day was the preparation, preparing the lawns, and spending time with my dad as we cut the grass, getting ready for everyone to eat on the back lawn. Hope you guys have a great Children's Day and wish I could be there to join you. See you guys.
We have been coming since 1987. We look forward to Children's Day because we love the children's ministry and, of course, the food. We'd not miss it.
Hi, my name is Shelby Cage. I participated in Children's Day from 2002 to 2011, and my favorite memory of Children's Day has always been the goodbye song. When I was younger, it was really sad because it meant Children's Day was coming to an end, but I always loved standing up there in front of the congregation and looking out and seeing my grandparents and my dad and my uncle and my aunt and all my cousins standing up and singing along with me. And now I love that I get to carry on the tradition, standing out in the congregation, watching my cousins sing it themselves. So have a great Children's Day. Bye.
For one day on Children's Day, that my granddaughter, Catherine, was going to make a speech. She got up there and froze completely. It seemed like forever, but she finally remembered what she needed to say and did a beautiful job.
Yep, she did.
Made me a proud grandmother.
My name is Emily Kitts, and I have been about a Children's Day for 20 years. When I started, I was in Trinidad with my brother. The best part of the day is spending time with my church family. I look forward to Trinidad every year, and I hope you love it as much as I do. Happy Trinidad.
For the Kenworthies from down in Florida, we participated in Children's Day from the early 2000s until 2013. I'm Keaton, and my most fond memory of Children's Day was the lunch that we had after Children's Day.
I'm Cassidy, and my most fond memory was singing in front of the whole congregation.
I'm Kaylee, and my most fond memory is of when my dad would sing Little White Church.
That was kind of mine, except I kind of like Aunt Jean's yellow cookies too, so. But yeah, my most fond memory was always getting to sing Little White Church after I wrote it for Rehoboth. It's a little white church near the end of the bend, where the doors are open for all to come in. It's a little white church near the end of the bend, with room to grow, people who know, table is set, and your dreams can be met. Faith and a moment of prayer while you sit in our little white church near the end of the bend. Wish we were there with you guys. See ya.
Well, in just a minute, you are going to watch a short video, a promotion for VBS, which is coming up. I want to invite those who are interested in helping decorate. We're going to have a decorating party for VBS after the potluck. So if you're interested in that, you can stick around, and I promise we will put you to work. But you're invited to watch this VBS promo video.
Woohoo! Gadgets and gizmos!
June 7th from 6 to 8, June 8th from 9 to 4, and June 9th from 9 to 12. You can register at Eventbrite. Just search for Rehoboth or go to www.welcometorehoboth.com and find the link there. Everything.
Look at this trove. Treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think.
Sure.
Gadgets and gizmos.
I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more.
Woohoo!
Well, we do encourage everyone to participate in VBS this next weekend with us, so please register and come join the fun with the gadgets and gizmos. And now, as is our tradition that many folks have said they truly enjoy, we invite everyone who has ever participated in Children's Day to please stand and join us in singing the goodbye song.
Thank you.
surely the presence of the Lord has been in this place. Amen?
Amen.
It is such a wonderful joy to have this tradition of Children's Day, and we are so thankful that you were here with us in worship. We're going to get through this quickly because it is time to eat. And so I'll invite you to stand as you're able. We're going to say a blessing over this food. While you're standing, I want to give a shout out and a big giant thank you to Tim and Terry Cage and family. My son thinks he has a new best friend, and every time when we're at the house, he'll pick up something, a toy or something, and he'll say, I bet Mr. Tim would really love this. I can't wait to show him. So that is the impact that Tim has on these kids, and we are very, very thankful for him. So let us pray. The Lord be with you. God, we are thankful for such a wonderful, amazing worship service, for energy and for the Holy Spirit, which we feel among us in the lives of these children. We pray for your strength, that we will be able to help nurture and grow them in your love. God, we are so thankful for the hands that have prepared this food and for this very long table. God, keep us mindful of folks who do not have a table and do not have food to eat this day. May we go into our potluck with a spirit of love and fellowship. We dedicate this day and all that we are to you. It's in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Go in peace. Go eat.